Revelation chapter 4. I've never dreamed it, but I've imagined it many times. The entrance to heaven. An English hymn expresses it very clearly. I dreamed of a city called Glory, and it was so bright and so fair. When I entered that gates, I cried, "Holy, oh!" The angels all met me there. They carried me from mansion to mansion, and oh, the sights I saw. But I said, "I want to see Jesus, the one who I died for all." Then I bowed on my knees and cried, "Holy, holy, holy." I clapped my hands and sang, "Glory, glory to the Son of God." As I entered the gates of that city, all my loved ones, they knew me well. They took me down the streets of heaven. Oh, the scenes, too many to tell. I saw Abraham, and there was Jacob and Isaac. I talked with Mark, sat down with Timothy. But I said, "Timothy, I want to see Jesus, because he's the one who died for me." I bowed on my knees and cried, "Holy, holy, holy." I clapped my hands and sang, "Glory, glory, glory." I clapped my hands and sang, "Glory." I clapped my hands and sang, "Glory to the Son of God." I don't know if it will be like that, but I do know that it will be something splendid to see my Savior's face to face. I don't think there's any distraction, and though on this earth I have loved my loved ones very much, they will not be the object of my praise, for He alone is worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will there will be created and have their being. Let my words then be, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Oh, how I long for that day to come.